This is Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Education Report. Last week, we discussed rules for getting permission to enter the United States to study at a college or university. Now, in Part 6 of our Foreign Student Series, we discuss the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System. This computer system is known as CVIS. It went into effect in January of 2003. All schools must enter information when they admit a foreign student. CVIS brings together about 74,000 American colleges, universities, and technical schools. It links them to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service. The government uses the system to let a school know when a student has entered the country. The school must report within 30 days if the student is attending classes. The school must also report if the student leaves school. The Department of Homeland Security says CVIS now lists about 770,000 students and exchange visitors. Family members who traveled with them are also listed. On September 1st, the United States began to charge each student and exchange visitor $100 to help pay for the system. The money will also help pay for a new CVIS website that is being developed. The site will permit student and exchange visitors to examine their CVIS information and payment record online. Information about CVIS can be found on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement website, ICE.gov, ICE.gov, and you can find our Foreign Student Series at voaspecialenglish.com. Finally, we want to add to our report 2 weeks ago about online programs. One example we gave is the largest university in the country to operate for profit, the University of Phoenix. Last month, its owner, the Apollo Group, announced settlement agreements with the Department of Education. In one case, the company agreed to pay a fine of nearly $10 million. Investigators say the University of Phoenix used unacceptable sales methods to pressure employees to sign up students. Employees reportedly admitted some students who were unprepared. The settlement involved no admission of wrongdoing. Other profit-making higher education companies have also been under investigation. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy